This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The number two story was a nice, fun Jet victory. It was sloppy. It was wet. It was disgusting. A lot of Jet fans who weren't at the game wanted them to lose. But I can assure you this. Every single person inside MetLife Stadium wanted them to win, or they were there because the tickets were free and they were watching the scoreboard and how their fantasy team was doing. But anyone in that building who is a Jet fan, and you could feel it, you could sense it. I spoke to a few of them. They all wanted the Jets to win.
Of course.
What else would you want? Why are you going there, man?
Exactly. On Thanksgiving weekend? Watch a team lose? That's just miserable.
In 38-degree weather while it's raining constantly?
Right, exactly.
But the thing that was really cool is after the Jets escaped, and it wasn't pretty, it was ugly. There's certainly a lot of things that this team needs to continue to clean up, especially the mindless penalties. Listen to Aaron Glenn and listen to the locker room. After the Jets pulled off this dramatic 27-24 victory against Atlanta, and hopefully for those that want to see this team lose, hear and feel the excitement from that room.
Guys, we always say this, and it's always going to be pretty. Man, offense, defense, special teams! Yeah! I got one game ball. I play with this!
Listen to that locker room. It's like they won a championship.
Was that for Nick Folk?
That was for Nick Folk, yes.
I said I played with him. I think he said some explicative accent.
Yes, there were some curses involved there.
Yes, and then but I was like, wait, who else could he have played for? It was obviously Nick Folk, who looked old.
Dude, he looked...
But he nailed a 56-yarder when it mattered most.
By like a center meter, but he nailed it. But when you hear that room react that way, the roaring of the people in there...
It's what it's about.
It's what it's about.
It's why you play the game.
It's why you play the game.
To win the game.
To win the game. Keep going, because I'm just going to keep repeating it.
No, just it's true. I mean, it's like, it's hard to see the benefit of it when you're on the outside looking in, and the only thing you care about is Mendoza or whatever other draft pick you might desire. But winning has this unbelievable uplifting feel about it, and it's galvanizing, and it brings a group of, I don't know, different types of men together. It's awesome. Like, it's why you want to win. It's why it's hard for me to ever look at a situation that a team is in and they want better draft picks and say, just lose on purpose, because that just sucks, because it's the exact opposite when you don't win.
I am convinced that a part of Aaron Rodgers' struggle with the New York Jets was turning a bunch of losers, a bunch of guys who were only familiar with losing, mm-hmm. into winners. And sometimes winning matters, even when, to the average eye, it doesn't seem like it does.
Yes.
Because it's a rainy, disgusting day against a crappy football team and Kirk Cousins. But I do think that winning helps in the long run. And there's no way to prove it. I don't have a stat or a metric to back me up. But next year or the year after, when hopefully the Jets are competing for something more, maybe finding a way to win ugly against the Atlanta Falcons actually benefits you in the long run.
Look, they're a bad team right now, the Atlanta Falcons.
Yes, they are.
And the Jets aren't significantly better. But when you find a way, it doesn't matter who you beat. When you find a way to beat somebody else, it just feels good. It's just like winning a golf match, even if it's for nothing. It means absolutely. It's like winning checkers against your kid sometimes, especially if your kid is good enough.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Off at this point. Right, it feels good to win. And so winning matters. Always, and it always will.
When I walked out of MetLife Stadium yesterday with my 5-year-old Spence, who is now a diehard Jets fan,
$1!
He wants to go every single week. His words, not mine. I felt good, and I think he felt good.
Are you taking him?
I think so.
Next week.
I mean, when my son sits through a 3.5-hour slog and then says, Dad, when are we going back? How do I not take him back?
I mean, you got Miami.
We got the Dolphins.
That'll be awesome.
I did secretly record me and Spence watching this game. And I may have some clips to play in which he asks some really interesting questions about football, and you hear our live reaction to the gameplay. So it was really inspired by me and Sean doing it when we went to the Giants-Niners game. We had the audio of us sitting there and hanging out together. So I did it with Spence. And I got to tell you, he did a better job than you.
Did he have better football intellect?
That'll be for you guys to decide when we play this in about a half hour. Let's get to your calls, 888-808-1019. Igor in Brooklyn. What's going on, Igor?
Hi, guys. I'm a big fan. I'm a Giants fan, and I just wanted to say I would not be a fan of Mike Tomlin on the Giants
Tell us why.
Yeah, because I think that he wouldn't be great for Jackson Dart specifically. He hasn't had a good offense since Roethlisberger. He hasn't had a good OC in a while, maybe since Roethlisberger. And finally, my friend is a Steelers fan, and he said that he thinks that he has a big impact on the offensive game plan, and he's very conservative. It's the reason they don't use the middle of the field. So I just think that a coach that gets that aggression out of Dart, who I think that's one of his biggest assets, I think that would be the best type of offensive coach or even head coach.
That's interesting. I mean, look, it's not unfair. Mike Tomlin does have a heavy hand in a lot of things Steelers, whether it's offense and defense. I think it's why you saw last year with Justin Fields and Russell Wilson. I think part of the reason he claims he didn't use the middle of the field is because Russell Wilson couldn't use the middle of the field.
Right.
It's just not in his game skill set anymore. Justin Fields wasn't really developed as a passer to use the middle of the field effectively. So part of it was circumstantial. I'd have to go back, and I haven't watched enough of the Steelers this year with Aaron Rodgers, because you know he can do it, but I would have to investigate that accusation. But he does have a hand in what flow, game flow, philosophy, etc.
But he also has not had a young quarterback with the potential of Jackson Dart.
Nor has he had one of these offensive coordinators that we look at and say, oh, yeah, this guy is the up-and-comer.
And that's on him to find that guy, by the way.
Oh, 100%. And, I mean, before Arthur Smith, it was Matt Canada. And before him, I don't even know who it was before.
At one point, he had Bruce Arians, though, right?
Yeah, but that was...
That was during the Ben Roethlisberger run. Yeah.
I know what I'm saying. At least he had somebody when he first started.
Yeah, but that was years and years and years
But he
ago.
Also hasn't had the young quarterback with star potential. Look at since the end of Roethlisberger, and it's always delicate on when you end that with a veteran quarterback, a legendary veteran quarterback. We certainly experienced that in New York with Eli. Look who he's gone through. And look where they're picking. They have not exactly picked in the top 5 or top 10 or top 15. So I think the criticism of the Steelers offense, while fair, I think the proper context should be used.
Right. They almost need to be bad for a year just so they can replenish at the top of the draft, as opposed to trying to do it via free agency, especially when you have a quarterback in your roster for that long.
He's too good a coach to have coach your team if you don't have a quarterback, because he'll never allow you to be bad enough to get one.
Yeah. No, you're right. It's a good way to put it.
Let's go to Brian in Northport. What's up, Brian?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking the call.
What's up?
I couldn't disagree with that last caller more. All I want for Christmas is Mike Tomlin. How good would he look in red, white, and big blue? I mean, think about the last time the Giants had success. Who was our head coach?
Tom Coughlin.
Right, who was a existing head coach with experience. Mm-hmm. Everyone, that's the last time. And he can't, if he's going to come to the Giants, he can't take time off. I called a couple of weeks ago, we spoke, and I asked if there was a path to Mike Tomlin. And Evan, you were all excited, and Tiki, you kind of said, will he want to take time off? But if it's the Giants, he can't.
No,
you're
Dart's right.
Sitting here right now.
Well, if it's the job he wants.
If that's the key. Does he want this job? Mike Tomlin's not an idiot. If he is removed, and whether it's, you know, an agreement between both of them to make everybody happy, like one of those mutual breakups that really aren't mutual breakups, but you do it to make everybody look good, he is going to get to look at what teams have availabilities now, what teams may have availabilities a year or two from now, and he's got to weigh his options decide, hey, I think this Giant job is so good, I don't want to sit around for a year or two where a job may become available. That's not as appealing.
No, it's not. And it's also the circumstances of him getting hired by Pittsburgh don't inform you about his mindset going into whatever is next. Because let's not forget, Bill Cowher just kind of resigned.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.